Blair Travis with us this morning. And Blair, the parks are looking good in Calvert, so
they are. I mean, even no rain. It's been kind of a little bit less stressful on the parks, I think, but it does look beautiful when you pass through. In fact, somebody said the other day, they were like, I think the parks look prettier this year than they have in a long time. So
They look really good, and they look probably green again now.
Yes. I know my garden's greened up, thank goodness.
Yeah, we needed it for sure. Well, this morning we'll be talking about a variety of things in Calvert City, but I'm sure Ameribration is front and center, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course. It's so exciting. You know, the it's just a whole week of events, really. You have your Ameribration pageant, which is on June 26th. And I've been stressing to everyone, and I know that it's a little bit of change, and you know how change is. But we are only doing online registration for this event.
Okay.
Only because the last 2 years we've started about an hour late. And that is a long time to wait for a little baby, 0 to 35 months,
all dressed up,
yeah. Foo-foo outfits, to have to wait. So we're doing only online registration. There will be no registration at the door. You can go on our website, calvertcityky.gov. It is literally the first thing that pops up. You can click that link and get registered. It's always a fun event, and it's nothing, you know, you don't have to wear formal gowns or anything like that. It's a summer, fun, casual wear, red, white, and blue attire kind of thing. And it's always fun to see the little boys and little girls all dressed up and walking across the stage. And, you know, some of them are really great, and some of them are really shy, and some of them cry, and some of them smile big.
They've either been made or bribed to do it.
Yeah, so exactly.
They're not there because they want to be. Some,
yes.
Some are.
Oh, yeah, some are.
Some are do okay with it.
And yeah.
I'd probably be in the boat that didn't want to be there.
So. Yeah, there's no way I would want to go up there. Not in a frilly outfit. No thanks. But so that kind of kicks off the weekend, that June 26th, and then, or the week. And then we're having the museum again, so just kind of a historical view of Calvert City over the last 152 years. Mm-hmm. And that will be Saturday, Sunday, July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 10 to 4 at the Civic Center. Bobby Faust will be there to answer any of those historical questions you may have. And I think she is trying to recruit some people, so if you are interested in helping during that time frame, please just reach out to City Hall and they can get a hold of me and we can get you signed up as a volunteer.
Yeah, it's really interesting too.
It is.
She and others, you probably, others did a great job putting that together.
Thanks. You know, it's funny because I did not realize that I would know so much about Calvert City, but I had a lot, over that 150th year, I learned a lot of historical facts
there.
Yeah,
and I wish other cities would do that.
Yes.
Because every city has very interesting things about them, characteristics, but
it is. It's really true.
I'm sure it was a lot of work, though. It's not just a run, put that together kind of thing.
It was, and you know, that's kind of why we like doing the museum every year now, because, you know, it did take a lot of time to collect those things. So pulling them out, we've got them nice, you know, they're nice and organized, so it's pretty easy to get it out. But, you know, it's good for people to see and people to learn a little bit about, you know, where we started and where we came from and where we're going.
Yeah, and history doesn't change, so you don't have to
That's right.
Pull it back out.
That's right.
But it is worth attending, though, for sure, if you haven't been there or if you haven't been there since the big event, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 2 years.
No kidding. Seems like it's been 2 years. But anyway, so go to that. And again, the dates for that?
Blair. That is July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 10 to 4. Yep. And then, of course, then we have Ameribration, and that is on July the 4th. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes until, you know, the fireworks around 9 o'clock. There's arts and crafts. There's food trucks. Of course, we have the splash fountain there, so, you know, it gets hot. I'm hoping it won't be as hot as last year. Last year was pretty hot, but we've got our cornhole tournament that Cindy is putting on. She puts it on every year and does a great job. And that starts at 10 o'clock at Calvert City Memorial Park. We've got yard games, and then, of course, we'll do the free watermelon, and then the parade, and the fireworks that evening. Yeah. Always a fun time. It's always on the 4th of July, so no need to question if it's on the weekend or not, but it is always on the 4th of July.
Is it fourth? Is it on a Thursday this year?
It's on a Tuesday. Tuesday, okay. Yeah, it's on a Tuesday. Mm. So it, you know, it'll usually draws a great crowd, and you know, there's really not a bad spot to watch the fireworks. It's really a fun family day, mm-hmm. And you know, with the live music, we've got a great lineup of music. I know, like, I've had a lot of interest. For Ameribration, and it's kind of ironic because normally I'm trying to, you know, find new bands, and lately I've had a lot of people reach out wanting to be a part of it. That's so it was good. It's really good. And Joey Moore, he has helped me kind of put it together, so we've got a great lineup. I should be releasing that probably today or tomorrow. Okay. On our Facebook page, and all of this information is out on social media and also on our website under the calendar icon, so you can go on there. It's calvertcityky.gov, or you can go to Calvert City Kentucky on Facebook. Yeah. And search there.
I know you keep it updated and all the things going on, and so just get a full to see the full lineup, and you'll have the music acts released here in the next day or so.
Absolutely.
All right, sounds great. And again, visiting with Blair Travis this morning from Calvert City, talking about Ameribration. That's the county's 4th of July celebration. It gets started June 26th, and then we'll go all week long, and the big day, of course, will be the 4th of July, and they'll have things starting about 10 a.m. that morning, going all the way to fireworks in the evening. So we'll talk some more about that with Blair right after this break.